This hour of the Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans, fighting for America.
Can you please open your textbooks to Chapter 8 and we'll get started?
Promoting our schools, securing our future.
Totes and goats.
Totes and goats.
We're trying to teach you to think.
Fighting for Idaho.
It's kind of hard to, like, keep up with everything, like school and cheer.
Anyone? Anyone?
Right here in high school, I know that I'm gaining experience that's going to help me no matter what I want to do.
Fighting for you.
We are very appreciative of KIDO Radio coming to our schools and giving us a chance to promote the good things that we do at this.
Thanks for previewing our school. We're proud of it.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
Voices Mr. Right. Kevin Miller in the morning.
Pay attention, Dustin.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Today we were supposed to be at Boise High School, and we do want to thank the administration, the teachers, the parents at Boise High School for welcoming us into their community. Unfortunately, while in Nevada, I was contacted by my boss, Dave Burnett, that Ray Amaya had been contacted by the public information officer of the Boise School District that because of testing and that we would be in the schools, we would be, well, I'm trying to be diplomatic, being the bigger person, and I want to be, because we love the schools, I believe in the schools. But when the schools cancel us within less than 24 hours and give us the excuse of testing, then you need to know about it. You know, I could sit here and fall on the sword and everything else, but that wouldn't be true to the forum that we have. Look, I hope that we come back. Like I said, I was in Nevada, everything was fine, and now we're not going to be at the Boise schools for the rest of the time period. So we will open it up to you at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. We will talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about life inside the Bundy Ranch. Tony Sinesco posting on my Facebook last night that the FBI is coming in. I'll tell you about checkpoints and everything else. William posting as well. I have all the answers for you. Quickly, we'll go to the phones, and we'll start with Gene at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Gene.
Hey, morning, Kevin. You know, you have to be politically correct. I, on the other hand, do not. And this thing with the schools, I have listened to you for 2.5 years since I started my job. You are the light of my morning, my friend. I mean, I love listening to you. And not one time ever in that 2.5 years has a school given you less than 24 hours notice that you can't come to school. And the only reason is because you, my friend, had the frijoles to kick the federal government right to teeth where they belong to be kicked, because they're going against a man that's just trying to make a living. And he's been trying to pay his bills, and they said he gets money back to him. Because there's something bigger than you or I or Mr. Bundy. There's something bigger on that land that the federal government wants, and they're just not being forthcoming about it. And number two, this gentleman that owns the Clippers, what he said, the privacy of his own home, I don't agree with, but nevertheless, it's in the sanctity of his own home. And what's next? You know, the government's going to put prying eyes in our homes. And if we say one thing off the wall, we're going to be jailed for it? This is ridiculous. Every time somebody says something about a person of a different nationality, a different color, a different religious background, they whip that race card out like Matt Dillon. But you know I'm right, Kevin.
Gene, thank you for the compliments. And I will tell you this. Based on what they're doing to Mr. Sterling, we don't agree with his comments, but to say that this is bigger than somebody who allegedly sexually assaulted a woman or any other type of crime is a grave disservice. And, Gene, you're a critical thinker. What scares me are the young people today that are just gobbling this stuff up.
No, that is correct. Maybe I am critical. Maybe I am cynical. But the thing is, I've been through a lot. I've seen a lot. And sometimes things turn out the same way as I've seen them. I just really hope and pray that to today on May Day, that you have a blessed day, and thank you so much for going down and getting Mr. Bundy's words out. And that man, we should all take, you know, advantage of what he has to say and to see these videos he's putting out. Because I'm sure that once he gets it all said and done, that the federal government is just trying to snatch and grab whatever they can. But my friend, you have a blessed day, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you, Gene. Take care. It's our great friend Gene in CUNA. Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller with you as we go along. Usually we would be in the schools today. We were looking forward to it. In fact, I was at the Las Vegas airport just kind of hanging out, doing a little decompressing. And I got a call from Dave Burnett. And Dave called me and said, Kevin, I got some bad news for you. And I go, what do you mean, Dave? And Dave said, well, we got some information from the public information officer that your appearances at Boise and Bora are going to be canceled. And I said, well, Dave, I'm in Nevada. In fact, Dave, I was going to say, what other show in America? And this is something that you should be proud of because you support this program. You support this program. That's why we're asking to vote in the Statesman's Poll. Can you imagine if last year we finished fourth this program, if we could finish better than that? It sends a message to people that your message, your thoughts, your political beliefs, your religious beliefs are not marginalized, that you don't buy the pablum that is permeated on all the airwaves except this one. And so I'm going, what other show could go from Cliven Bundy's living room to a high school classroom within 24 hours? Only this one, and it's only because of this audience. And so Dave says, hey, it's testing. And then, you know, the paranoid thoughts went in my head because there are people working against us. Dave has told you the emails he's received. I'm sure our big boss has received messages as well. I will tell you this, that our corporate office, wherever they are, they probably received messages. And it's funny because somebody sent me an email, Kevin, they may have gotten you in Pittsburgh this way, but they're not going to get you here. And the reason why, since day one, I've told you my time here is limited, is because I know how the left operates. I know because when Obama was running, he sent a letter to a company I was working for. His ad agency threatened to pull ads. And a month later, I was gone. Of course, people say I was set up, whatever. But that's the world we live in. You know, there are people that risk their lives each and every day to do a job, whether they're driving a truck, whether they're driving a cab, whether they're working on the roads. So I can't sit there and whine about I may lose my job for expressing my thoughts. But I do have a few thoughts on not being at Boise High today. First of all, I think that the teachers, there and everywhere do a great job. And I don't want to be misconstrued or misinterpreted by anybody saying that I'm attacking any institutions. Look, Boise, we're our guests. We are their guests. And I always look at going into schools as we're guests. And by the way, here's an opportunity. We had a lot of people say, Kevin, all you're doing at the public schools. Well, we'd love to go back to Meridian if they would return our phone calls. We'd love to go back to Nampa. But if you have a big charter school, we'd love to go because we've got to fill these dates. I told you, this show is hand to mouth. It's not, we don't have this big, ornate, elaborate staff. It's Ray Amaya, it's Dave Burnett, and it's Kevin Miller. And this is it. These are the people that you're with. So we're going to, you know, send me an email. I'll pass it along to Ray or call Ray. And we need to fill these dates because the Boise schools have said because of testing that we're not going to be in their schools this year. And that's their right and their privilege, and I get that. I totally support that. I'm with them. And again, I heard about it while I was in Nevada. I immediately thought perhaps some folks decided to pressure them. I don't know if that's the case. Maybe we should call the news media, and instead of doing stories on, the latest walk or whatever, they could investigate this. And maybe that's something that we should consider at 580KIDO. But on the other hand, I appreciate the schools. I appreciate what they do. So they're out. We need more schools. And if that is the case, I think it's unfortunate. And you know, it could be this whole thing at Frank Church. It's funny because Dave Burnett wanted me to go to Frank Church School, and I go, yeah, maybe. And we had some kids from Frank Church actually come in here a couple years ago for a field trip. And you see the kids trying to do well. But I don't know, maybe this video got them spooked. And I haven't seen the video, and it's kind of a voyeuristic world we're living in, isn't it? Think about this. You that live in the concrete at 580KIDO, even if you're a salesperson or you're selling the abstract, we live in a concrete world. Yet, remember the female police officer, which we asked Chief Masterson about, because she was rude with this guy, and here this guy is going, I'm a victim, she was rude to me, and she got reprimanded for it. So here we have this video, and everybody goes, oh, it's a video, it's going viral. Oh, how exciting, everyone. And again, allegedly, the police officer was punched. He took the kid down. I didn't see it. And you're going, well, Kevin, how can you be informed? I don't choose to be informed on this one. So the police officer does his job. It goes viral. And now people are saying that there could be lawsuits. So what, we're going to let our police officers, this SROs, in schools be beaten up? And people say that they're using excessive force. Well, yeah, the reason why the cops use excessive force is to protect themselves. And sometimes unruly students or criminals or something of that nature have to be put down with force. Otherwise, they'd be law-abiding. So I hope that the schools haven't canceled our appearances because of that. And I want everyone to know, regardless of where you are, whether your kid goes to school, whether you're a taxpayer, an educator, you have a friend with Kevin Miller. But I cannot do justice to the people that employ me by not bringing this issue to light, by not bringing this issue that less than 24 hours, all of the rest of our appearances at Boise High School and Bora High School have been canceled. And look, we're guests in their homes. I get it. And I'm not going to sit there and go, I'm not going to do that. I'm an adult. But it does beg the question at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Your thoughts, why we're not in the schools today. We're just disappointed. That's all. Number one. Number two, there have been a lot of unsubstantiated allegations concerning the Bundy Ranch. You've heard the congressman yesterday. Actually, I posted this on my Facebook where we had Congressman Stephen Horsfeld basically ripping the Bundys. And really, this plays into the whole racial thing in America today, that race is the number one issue. Amazing. So we have May Day, the National Day of Prayer, Idaho Gives, and the craziness. It must be Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's go to the phones, and we go to Terry at State College, Pennsylvania at 580KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Living the dream.
I'm very disappointed about the schools. That was such an encouragement to me. To hear the enthusiasm that the schools were given the attention that they were getting from KIDO. It was just a very refreshing, delivery that you would get from the radio. Just very disappointed to hear it's going.
Why do you think that they canceled less than 24 hours?
Well, my own opinion, growing up close to Washington, D.C., I would say it was politically motivated. I can't imagine things would happen so quickly like that other than, I don't know. I just have to say that's politically motivated. It's what I sense. As my attorney, he was the assistant attorney general for Pennsylvania. My father sold a lot of the premier antiques to many of the bureaucrats in Pennsylvania. I had friends that were from the agency, friends that were in the bureau that most of them have retired. And, just being in that arena, it just sounds like some of the stories that they would have told me, just innuendos that they would drop, it just sounds politically motivated. That's all I can say. It's very disappointing, though.
And
the kids were enjoying you.
And remember, at 580KIDO, we're guests in their house. And at any time, They can ask you to leave. I get that. I just want to know. I just think the public has a right to know why. And I, you know, testing, well, that doesn't make sense because we had already been approved several times. So, but again, our best to them. We wish them well, and we hope to be able to go back there soon.
Well, very much so. Hey, on another note, I was listening to, there's a CIA operative, Dr. Paul Garrow, and I found it interesting yesterday that he was very frustrated with things that were transpiring at the Bundy Ranch, and he's of the opinion, are you ready for this? He's of the opinion that Glenn Beck has taken a negative turn and the negative note against the Bundys because he was ordered to do so by the Mormon Church, because I guess Mr. Bundy's also a Mormon and they wanted him to tone it down, and they were saying that he was out of line and Glenn was requested to do this. Now, had this come from anyone else, I would have fluffed it off and said, yeah, right, just an opinion. But, you know, coming from an ex-CIA op, it's like, wow, that's pretty heavy duty. Thought I'd share that one with you, too. I don't know what it's worth.
Well, thank you, brother.
Yeah. So, Kevin, look forward to being back. And, you know, like I said, Godspeed. If there's anything that any of us could do for you, you just need to call.
I will. Thank you, Terry.
You have a good day.
All right. We appreciate it. We go to Carrie in Boise at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, Mr. Miller. Boy, quite a show today. I was really concerned about that NBA situation. It just seems like so many things are happening lately where I kind of was getting a vision like maybe of the Roman era or something, where this kind of little panel of elite continued to kind of make decisions and decide. You know, people are really missing the bigger picture with just our life going on right now, because if we start dictating certain words, I know they're not appropriate. Unfortunately, we can't, you know, we can't pass law to say, you know, for people not to hate and have ignorance. But it just probably frightens me. Imagine, you know, somebody in your house tape recording what you say and then going and turning it into you getting, like, all this punishment. It just really seems frightening to me where we're going, and we're giving celebrities, like, credit, like they're gods or something. You know, it's just really getting out of hand. So
I would agree.
There's a lot of big things going on right now.
Well, Carrie, before you go, though, let me hit you with this. What scares me are the comments by young people that are not giving this any. He needs to lose his business. He can't say this. And I'm going, oh. Didn't Larry Flint go to the Supreme Court to protect offensive speech?
Where's the First Amendment? I mean, all these things are already blanketed in the Constitution. And if I'm going to lose everything by saying the wrong thing in my home, I mean, my gosh, I know, because that's why I feel like they're celebrities. I don't know if they're paid. I mean, who knows the bigger picture, but I feel they're being used for everything these days. And they're being looked at by the younger generation. You know, so it's going to be the right words, the right things. If you don't, and, you know, of course, they're very impressionable. That's who I call a god in the box. They watch TV. Anyway, like I said, I just think there's really important issues.
Thank you, Carrie. Your issues always have a home with us.
Oh, thank you. And you know what? It means you're getting popular. You're getting on the map when you're getting some threats by people. You're kind of making it. So thank you. I appreciate it.
You have a good day. Okay, bye-bye. All right, it is 6:23. Kevin Miller in the morning, back home at 580KIDO. Let's get you to work safely.
Kevin Miller is back at school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Won't you join us? Now, from Boise High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
And Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580KIDO. We do want to thank the schools for allowing us to be here today. We are not at the schools. We got a cancellation less than 24 hours from Boise because of testing. And we always remember that we are guests in their world. We want to thank them for the opportunity that we've had. Again, I got word when I was in Nevada, and you know, the broadcast center management here, we're trying to figure out how to handle this. And I said, look, with this program, with this show, with your show, we take it to you. And it's a topic of discussion at 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Could it be the issue with the video, with the Frank Church thing? Is it something that we've done? I hope not. But like I said, we'll continue to support the parents, the teachers, the educators, the administrators. We appreciate it. Our feelings, look, our feelings are hurt that we're not there today, but we'll move on. But we will still talk about it and take your calls at 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com, and as I've said, it's funny, the Boise rabble-rouser smacking me for playing the victim. Look, I'm going to tell you this, rabble-rouser, if you're up or anybody else, we do receive threats, and I have lived it. And other people could say, oh, Kevin, he always talks about getting it. I have seen. It doesn't matter what your ratings are, what your revenue is. My livelihood go away for speaking the truth. And the difference between here and other places is I've been allowed to express just how tenuous the hold that we have. That's why we've got to appreciate it. That's why, again, selfishly, I ask you to vote in the Statesman's Poll. That gives me talking points with people here and the big company that owns us that this show is of value to people here in the Treasure Valley. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit about the First Amendment, take more of your calls. There's a lot of reports coming out of Bunkerville and Bundyville and everything else. I'll shed some light on that. If you have a question about Mr. Bundy, what he's like, how many weapons, are there checkpoints, I'll answer those for you as well. It is 6:32. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Hi from the Ukraine at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
You know, most of us catch what's going on there in sound clips, sound bites. We've got masked men running around. We've got the Russians. We've got the Ukrainians. What's your day like there?
My day today is pretty calm. Today is May Day, and they celebrate across Eastern Europe. And there was just a peaceful rally in Donetsk, where I am, where people came out basically to say that they would like to hold a referendum on May 11th on whether to join Russia, just as Crimea did. But it ebbs and flows here. The region I am in has seen a lot of pro-Russian separatists take over government buildings, police headquarters, prosecutors' offices, you know, television stations, you name it. But today, knock on wood, so far it's been pretty peaceful.
How's it been in the past few weeks? Again, you're live there. Again, we're getting conflicting reports. You're on the ground. What's an average day like for a Ukrainian? Does it depend on if you want to go back to Mother Russia or not?
People here are going about their daily business because they have to. They need to earn money for their families. We have, for instance, just where I am in Donetsk, a couple of blocks away, masked gunmen have taken over regional parliament. Nobody's going in and out of there unless you're a pro-Russian separatist. But the average Ukrainian that's here, they're going to work every day. Shops and businesses are open. But that doesn't mean in the back of their minds that they're not thinking about the turmoil in the country, because it's really very tumultuous. A lot of people don't want to be with the government in Kiev, whether that be because they've gotten a lot of propaganda from Russian television about how Kiev is full of quote-unquote fascists and all these terrible people who don't have Russia's interests at heart. But people know that, it's not exactly relaxing here. But then again, you have to earn a living. Ukraine has one of the poorest performing country currencies in Europe. They're $39 billion in debt. It's the country in crisis, but people are moving forward, at least trying to.
Jessica, as your time in Ukraine continues, has it gotten any better or has the situation deteriorated?
When I very first got here, which was 2 weeks ago, it was a lot smoother. The situation has gotten more tenuous, quite frankly. There have been a lot more pro-Russian separatists that have seized more buildings. When I first got here, it was maybe five or six. Now it's more than a dozen. Pro-Russian separatists are also kidnapping journalists, activists. They've obviously kidnapped OSCE international monitors. They let one of them go. So it's nothing to sneeze at. It definitely is more intense. And Russia continues to hold military drills within spitting distance of Ukraine's border. They came within 1,000 yards, according to Kiev. Meanwhile, Kiev says its military is on full alert. They've detained a Russian military attaché. This happened last night in Kiev for allegedly spying. He's going to be deported. Ukrainian security forces perform drills before sunrise in Kiev. So there's a lot of a lot of back and forth, a lot of accusations, a lot of moves by Russia that the rest of the world is reacting to.
580 KIDO, Jessica Galler continues from the Ukraine here at 580 KIDO from Fox News. Jessica, what's the country like? I mean, again, we see, is it green? Is it desert? What's it like there? What's the terrain like?
Right now, it's beautiful here. It's sunny. It's springtime. A lot of the flowers have bloomed. It's just really beautiful. And where I am in eastern Ukraine, they have a lot of coal mining. The city that I'm in has several rivers and a lot of open spaces. People seem to really enjoy being outside, roller skating, riding their bicycles. It's very different than Moscow is. Maybe that's just because Moscow is a city of 18 million people. If you see someone running down the street, you wonder what they're running from. Here, people run. They like to be outside. Lots of dog lovers. So that's one of the things that's very nice, because you get to see the average person out enjoying the sunshine, enjoying the weather. But then again, you know, we've also got this conflict going on. People are enjoying the weather, which is nice. You know, winter is finally over, so that's something that everyone is trying to appreciate.
How do you think this is going to end?
That's a really good question. I don't know. I wish I had the answer. I mean, I don't think anyone in a million years thought that, or maybe they did, that Russia would annex Crimea so flawlessly. It was just like someone had flipped a switch. That sets a precedent. And Russia continues to accuse Kiev of not listening to all of its regions, especially Russian-speaking regions where I am. Kiev accuses Moscow of paying Russian men to come here and stoke dissent, and no one seems to be backing down. You know, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that there will not be military intervention in Ukraine if things get bad. And world leaders have said repeatedly they don't want a war with Russia, and Russia's calling the shots here. That's something that's apparent, and the rest of the world is reacting. So I don't know. It depends on what Russia has in mind, and Russia said it reserves the right to use force here in Ukraine to protect its interests. It's not a good situation, and it's getting worse.
How do they view Putin there?
Depends on who you talk to. A lot of people see, yeah, you know, Putin as the paternal father, you know, the paternal helper. You know, his approval rating has shot up within the last couple of weeks, two or three points, according to the latest poll by the Levada Center. So some people, you know, it's funny, at least in Russia, I was at the metro buying a ticket one time, and this little old lady that was at the counter had a poster of Putin in the background. And I was like, ooh, is that your boyfriend? She said, I love him. He's so handsome. I mean, a lot of Russian women see Putin as this strong arm, very handsome leader, and that's part of his pull. For his part and his credit in the 90s, he really helped Russia with the economy and did a lot of good things for Russia in the 90s. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's he has a lot of admirers, and then he obviously has a lot of non-admirers.
Finally, how safe do you feel there?
Today, at this moment, it's okay. You know, if I go a couple of blocks over and start interviewing the armed gunmen, pro-Russian separatists, then it gets a little dicey. Then you get threatened. Then you get, you know, all sorts of things. But, you know, the only thing that I can do, I'm here for my job, is to be smart, to be as smart as possible, not to go out by myself and interview separatists in the middle of the eastern Ukraine where no one else is. You know, I go to places where, yes, of course, there are armed pro-Russian separatists, but there are other people there. You know, I just have to be smart about what I choose to do. So it doesn't make it any less dangerous, but you have to be smart.
And why do you do it?
Because it's my job, and people deserve to have their story told. I mean, if this were to happen in any other country, even the United States, wouldn't you want the rest of the world to know what's happening? A lot of people here feel either that Russia is the aggressor or Russia is going to be the savior. And, you know, whatever their view is, they still reserve the right to have that view shown to the rest of the world. And I think, honestly, I mean, this is going to sound terrible. A lot of times Russia gets a bad rap, whatever your opinion of Russia is. And I think a lot of times people consistently report the negatives about Russia. I'm not saying here that I'm here to rah-rah Russia, because that's not my job. But it, you know, both sides need to be told at all times. And I think a lot of times that doesn't happen.
Now, Jessica, I don't know. You were kind of sweet on Putin there a minute ago.
I've been meaning to tell you. No, but you know what I mean. I mean, come on, Abby, you can't. But then, you know, I mean, I think that's part of the, you know, sometimes that I guess in any conflict, a lot of times you feel like you're watching news. Even myself as a journalist, and I've talked to other journalists, we all say the same thing. Well, that could have been reported differently, or that could have been reported differently. At the end of the day, these people have a story that needs to be told, and other people need to hear about it. So.
Well, thank you, Jessica. Keep your powder dry.
I'm sorry?
Keep your powder dry. It's an old saying in politics.
What does that mean? I've never heard that before.
Well, keep your powder dry. We talk about it at 580KIDO. But basically, in politics, keep your powder dry is keep your cards close. But it goes back to the old frontier days where you had to keep your gunpowder dry. So for you, it would be literal, not figurative.
I'm going to have to investigate that. Thank you for sharing. I love to learn something new. That's my new thing for the day. Well, at least so far.
we appreciate you. And in all seriousness, we appreciate your dedication to your work. And please be very safe.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There you have a little music there. Was it me or was Jessica lonely? Now, no, Jim from Star or Tea Party Bob, I'm not talking about that type of lonely. Okay, I'm a 46-year-old married guy, as are you. We're not talking about that type of lonely. I think that Jessica was kind of lonely. You know, like Jared Halperin, he's never lonely. Oh, I got to talk to Kevin Miller again. Bah, 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 bah. Remember, what's his name, Rich, whatever his name was, now in Las Vegas? But I mean, really. They'd get in and out, and unless we talk about Oregon Ducks football, he didn't want to talk to us. Jeff Manasso, now he'll shoot the breeze. But I, you know, it's got to be lonely over there. I should have had her interview us about the Bundy Ranch. She probably would have loved to. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. She'll interview us. 651 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Lynn Miller is back at school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Now, from Boise High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. 6:56, 42 degrees. Do want to thank our friends at MinutemanRx.com for their belief, their support in allowing us to go to the Bundy Ranch coming up. Bundy Ranch coming up next hour. Big difference between the Bunny and the Bundy Ranch. Yes, I know. Coming up next hour, we have some inside information concerning concerns over testing, and we'll get to that. In addition to that, we do want to thank our friends at the Boise School District due to testing. We were notified while I was still in Nevada, less than 24 hours, that they will be canceling the rest of their appearances. We hope to go back there, and we'll open it up for you at 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com, whether or not it's a testing issue, whether or not it's this issue with this video. And then they may just get tired of Kevin Miller going to the teacher's lounge and trying to drink all the free coffee. I don't know, but I really... you know, our feelings are hurt, but we do understand that we're guests, and we do want to respect all the teachers, all the students, all the educators. That's why we're continuing on. We want to thank CapEd. In addition to that, now we need schools to go to. So send me an email if we can make that happen between now and the end of the year, because we are still going to the schools. And we'll talk more about that as well. Plus, our experience at the Bundy Ranch. There are a few things that I didn't feel comfortable about telling you about in Nevada that I will share with you next hour. Let's get you to work safely and on time. And coming up next hour, we'll take a look at some of the testing standards. We have some inside information from an educator that wanted you to know some information. We'll take a look at that. We'll also discuss with you the Clive and Bundy situation, where we have a congressman saying that Mr. Bundy is wrong because of his statements. And here's the big question. Can you not be offensive in America today? Let me try that again. Can you not be offensive in America today? Must we all be neutered and politically correct? Apparently, that's the way it's going. And if you are labeled racially intolerant, that's worse than any other crime committed, right? We'll try and handle this divisive issue next with your calls. 580-KIDO. Kevin Miller, Fox News next. Stay tuned.